Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are looking at how we can fail forward. A lot of this is coming from John Maxwell's wonderful book called Failing Forward that was written about 20 years ago, but those same principles are just golden nuggets of wisdom today, and I was fortunate to be in chapter 6 of this book about our flood recovery efforts in Cynthiana, Kentucky. This book, I believe, was written in 2001, and yet I just know many people I'll run into, and occasionally they'll be like, I didn't know you were in that book, and just a real blessing from the Lord. I still am sometimes I'm just amazed that that happened and so thankful and blessed for that opportunity that God provided me with. But we're talking about a topic that we don't like to talk about in the church. We don't like to talk about anywhere, really, about our failures. And yet the question is not whether you're going to fail, but when, right? It's just inevitable. Doesn't mean it's going to happen every day or all the time, but it does happen because we live on earth. This is not heaven where everything is perfect. Yet we're trying to change our perception and our response to failure. And yesterday we looked at some of those things about perception and response to failure. And one of the things that I want to talk about today is kind of our response to failure. If we want to fail forward instead of failing backwards. But I do want to encourage, if you did miss yesterday's program, make sure you go listen to the podcast. Go to our website, hopeishere.today.org, or we're on all the different platforms, wherever you list podcasts, iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, or even check out our YouTube channel. You can find those simply at Hope Is Here. But if you're going to fail forward, one of the things you got to do is you got to take responsibility. Okay? Don't play that blame game. Even if not all of it's your fault, take responsibility. Another thing you need to do if you're going to fail forward is we got to learn from each mistake. You know, if you're going to change your perception of failure, you got to quit blaming others. That's what a lot of people like to do. They just don't want to ever acknowledge their part. And, you know, man, we got to learn from each mistake that we make. We're going to make some. That's inevitable. But we can learn from them. And we can quit blaming others. And we can stop repeating the same mistakes. I also want to encourage you today, if you're going to fail forward, that you got to know that failure is just a part of progress. You know, we always hear about people's successes, as the old saying goes. You know, people only put the highlights of their life on social media, right? You don't see anybody talking about their failures on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I mean, occasionally somebody will share something, but 95% of it is the highlights of everybody's lives. And, you know, we talk about that, pastors do at churches and things, the people in ministry, you know, everybody just shares about their successes, not their failures. And I get it. We all enjoy successes more than failures. But fact of the matter is, we all, either personally, professionally, even churches and pastors, have had things that just didn't work out the way we planned and have been failures. So when you can know that failure is a part of the progress, it really gives you a lot of freedom. The other thing, if you're going to fail forward, when you've had a failure, you got to have a positive attitude. You know, Chuck Swindoll, the pastor, one of my heroes of the faith, great preacher, written many wonderful books that have helped me over the years, says, you know, your attitude needs to be that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Say that one more time. On Attitude by Pastor Chuck Swindoll. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. And you have to be very intentional if you're going to maintain a positive attitude. But as a follower of Jesus, friends, we should have a positive attitude, because Jesus, maybe the world considered his life a failure by getting arrested and crucified, okay, on a cross. But we remember what happened. 3 days later, the tomb was empty and hope was alive. And yet, some people thought he was a failure because they thought he was going to be the Roman conqueror. He's going to conquer Rome and be that kind of king. But no, he said his kingdom was not of this world. And aren't you thankful for that today, that this is not our kingdom? This is not our home? Oh, amen. Can I get an amen on that? So thankful that all this is temporary for us as followers of Jesus, and we're going to his kingdom. We're going to heaven where there'll be no more suffering. No more pain, no more disappointments, no more heartache, no more tears, no more cancer, no more suicide, no more divorce, no more human trafficking, Just the list goes on and on of the pain and suffering that we have on this earth and the failures that happen in life. But one day there will be no more pain, no more suffering in heaven. Also, if you're going to fail forward, you got to persevere. Oh, man, we got to persevere. Okay? It's easy to quit and give up, and people do that all the time because the enemy wants you to quit and give up. But if you're going to fail forward in your life, you got to persevere. Okay? Instead of having a strong wishbone, you got to have a strong backbone. It's just true, friends. Some of the people I know that they're kind of quiet, or you see people that have success. Well, a lot of them, it's because they've overcome great obstacles. Always love the story about Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A. He and his two brothers started a place. It was called the Dwarf House down in Georgia. And they did well, and so they opened a second location. Well, it caught on fire and burned down, and they didn't have adequate insurance, and so they had a financial mess. Then on top of that, Truett Cathy got some type of illness and had to go in the hospital for a few weeks. They couldn't figure out what's going on. Well, during that time, his two brothers died. I believe it was in a plane crash, if I'm not mistaken. So here he is in the hospital. They've got financial challenges because they're losing one of the restaurants. We have one other. And so they're dealing with the financial stress. Then he loses his two brothers and his partners, and he's having a health challenge. But during that time, he was praying, asking God, what do we need to do to save this business? And that's where he came up with the idea for that delicious chicken sandwich with that batter that they have those dipped in, and with the pickle, the condiment there, and the bun. And, of course, as the old saying goes, the rest is history. So sometimes, friends, everybody, I'd like to be like Chick-fil-A and have all those stores. Well, Truett Cathy, the founder, they have persevered through a lot. So as we continue on today, looking at how we can fail forward based off the wonderful book by former pastor John C. Maxwell, one of the things about having a healthy perception of failure is, first thing is, we don't personalize it. I'm not a failure. Instead, say, I failed at doing this, whether it was a business investment or had a failed marriage, you don't personalize your failures. I'm not a failure. I failed at this. Second thing, it's a healthy perception of failures. Don't internalize it. Take time to grieve and get the disappointment out. Friends, it's not that we just totally neglect or just deny that we had a failure, but we also don't want to sit there and internalize it. We need to take time to grieve, talk about it with somebody, and get that disappointment out. A third healthy perception of failure is think big picture. I mean, will this actually, at the end of the day, be in my obituary? I mean, a lot of times there's things we get so worked up over failures that we take our last breath, nobody's going to remember them, friends. At the time, it may seem like a big, big deal, but you know what? In the grand scheme of things, it's not that big a deal. My dad used to tell me, son, if on a scale of 1 to 10, if it's a 5 or less, I just don't worry about it anymore. Got to let it go. There's going to be challenges in life, but you got to decide what you really need to get worked up over and what you just need to let go. And the fourth thing, final thing about a healthy perception of failure, and this one's simple, but it's so hard to do sometimes. It's simple if we'll do it, but it's hard to do it, is let it go. Let it go. I mean, occasionally, yeah, we got to go back and revisit a failure. And but you know what, man? We can spend 30 seconds there, maybe a minute or two, but then we got to let it go. And as a friend of mine's, my mom says, the precious lady named Gladys, she said, it's okay to visit there, but don't set up camp there. And it's true, friends. We do not need to go back and when we've had a failure and keep go back and visiting. And for some of you, you've set up camp there for way too long, and you need to pour some water on that campfire. The enemy's just having a field day, just remind you over and over of your failure, but you just need to let it go and just say, you know what? Jesus, you got it. And do like Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. I do this one thing, forgetting the past and focusing on what lies ahead. So a healthy response to failure, though, would actually be, what can I learn from this situation? Instead of asking why you allowed this to happen, God, maybe ask today, What is it you want me to learn from the situation in my life that's painful or that was a failure? And, of course, we all know the definition of insanity, right? It's when we keep doing things the same way, but we expect to get different results, right? Ouch. I know today somebody listening, you're like, okay, Greg, I got you. I hear you. God's speaking to me. Another healthy response to failure is your own responsibility for your situation, for the situation. Like I said, it may not be all 100% yours, but your own responsibility for your part of the situation. But I do want to add a little side note here. Do not let this failure define you. Say it again. Do not let this failure define you. Another healthy response to failure is just simply embrace a situation as the part of the process of life. This part of living in a fallen world, friends. We talked about it a little bit earlier today. That this side of heaven, we're going to have some failures. And last but not least, on having a healthy response to failure, man, you got to move forward. You've got to choose to move forward. And sometimes you got to choose it several times a day. You really do, because the enemy wants you to keep hitting the rewind button or look in the rearview mirror, as the old saying goes. And, you know, as well as I, if you keep looking in the rearview mirror, yeah, we had to back a car up, but eventually we have to go forward, right? And I always think it's kind of interesting that the rearview mirror, you know, as small as it is, and the windshield's 20 times bigger at least. And I think God just visually saying, you know what? I've got something bigger and better and brighter for you. The best is yet to come. But you got to quit looking in the rearview mirror. For some of you today, maybe you need to throw the rearview mirror away, okay? All right. Well, let's look at a few food for thought things I will share with you. No, it's not Food for Thought Friday, but on failure and just on leading and things like that. Maybe this will speak to you as we wrap up here. We've only got a little over 2 minutes left in our program today. But one, if you can't lead yourself, you won't be able to lead others. Ouch, that hurts. If you can't lead yourself, you won't be able to lead others. And it's true, friends, that requires some discipline, some hard conversation sometime. But if you're wondering maybe why you're not a leader, it might be because, in all honesty, you don't lead yourself well. But the good news is you can change that, and God wants to help you. Here's a big one that we especially don't like to hear, unfortunately, in our culture today, but I heard this several years ago, and it's just so powerful. It's simply, until you learn to be under authority, you can't have authority. We'll say that one more time. Until you learn to be under authority, you can't have authority. And it's true, friends. It's a biblical principle. And yet, we have got to learn that until we're able to be under authority, you can't have authority. Maybe today, reason you've not been promoted in your life, your organization, is because you've not learned to be under authority yet. You're always criticizing the people above you and backstabbing them and saying things. And sometimes as Christians, we kind of give that a pass. You know, we're like, you know, I'm not doing drugs, or I don't drink, or I don't gamble, and all these things. And yet with our mouth, we're like tearing people down. And the Bible says that life and death are in the tongue. And the same people that we praise God with, it, we also curse men and women with. And so maybe today you're being convicted, not condemned, but convicted that you need to watch your mouth. Another thing that I found to be so true, I heard this from John Maxwell many years ago, and 20 years later, it's still so true. You can't lead people further than you've been. You can't lead people further than you've been. And I found that to be true in my life. And man, I'm just so thankful for those people that have helped me and learned, helped me to learn. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to encourage you maybe think about getting a copy of the book, Failing Forward. And remember today that it's always possible to have hope and to fail forward because of Jesus. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do, from lifting heavy packages, grandchildren, and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life, located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.